Do you have that rich wood that you start fire with here?
No, we just started with kerosene at that time. Or you have cypress, which with kettles, if it's dry, better, just as good as kerosene or as diesel today. Cypress, you understand?
Where does it grow now? Do you find much around here anymore?
Cypress?
Yeah.
You still have cypress, but they're not the woods of I'm talking about 50 years ago now.
What was the fireplace made out of?
Bricks.
Yeah. You ever see any of the houses that would be, they make them out of moss?
Yeah, dirt and moss and dirt. Boy, my daddy was living back here. We helped to break the house, and it was made out of dirt. The walls were insulated with dirt and old pegs.
Pegs?
Yeah, instead of nails. We drill a hole and put a peg instead of a nail. We broke a house to build this house in Thibodeau, 1935, I guess. Summer of 35 to build this house. And there was all pegs, and part of it was still had dirt in it. We bought that for the big wood, you see.
And the ceilings are about how high in that house?
In that house here? Oh, well, we have regular 8-foot ceilings. I mean, that house was built in 1936, pretty modern.
Yeah.
Now, this house was built after World War I. I was here, but you couldn't get nothing. I stayed in line 2 days in New Orleans to get priority to buy some wood for this house. In line, I'm telling you, it was rough. You had to have priority after World War II to buy lumber, finagle lumber. You see all of those, you see all of the frames? That was all made from woods that we had on that property I'm telling you about.
Yeah.
We had cypress, you see, what they call dead cypress, and we had maybe 4x8s, 10x10, and we just ripped them to make frames. And that's how we could build this house. We saved a year to build this house. You know, we get 22x4s from this lumber yard, 10 from this one, and we begged for a couple of switches, and things were rough after World War II. It was rough and almost it is now. I mean, to get stuff.
Yeah.
Because everybody was building, you see. And all your GIs were back from World War II wanted to build, you see. It was a boom after World War II, as it is now, or the last 5 years.
Did you remember that there was a lot of wood here? Did you have a lumber yard or lumber?
Yeah, we had local, about close between Thibodeau and Morgan City, we had a big lumber yard.
Still here?
But no, that's gone. You don't have no more lumber. Good cypress and all. All that's been sold, you see, and they have never been replanted.
Plants too valuable now, I guess.
No.
Well, it's all been the land down. It's all been.
Yeah, part of it's been in. You see, they had a big swamp right here.
Huh?
Yeah, right there where you see all those buildings. That was a big swamp. That's a low bottom. This was a big swamp right here, and it's all clear since last year. All those houses you see, well, I don't know if you passed it. That's 30 or 40 houses that I went fish crawfish there. And killed some mudcats, they call them. We call them shoepig.
Shoepig?
Yeah.
They're big yellow mud?
Yeah, those, well, we call them mudcats, but it's a big thing about, they grow about so long, but they nest in the water in January, February, and they get nesting.